Brought to you by the Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics. The Evolution delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots and is truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. And by Flying Eyes Sunglasses. Flying Eyes have been designed for one specific purpose, to be the best and most comfortable sunglasses to wear with an aviation headset. For more information, visit flyingeyesunglasses.com.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. I'm at Sun and Fun 2013, and I'm talking with Dick Van Grunsven. He's at the Vans Aircraft tent here, and he's just going to give us an update on how things are going with their factory-built project and also the RV-14 that's shown here for the first time.
Now, well, okay, as you referred to, we are kind of testing some new waters here with a fully production airplane, our SLSA RV-12. We developed this kit, this airplane, several years ago, initially for the kit market, but we did certify it a special light sport, so now we're in conjunction with another small company, Synergy Aero, in Eugene, Oregon. We're doing an exploratory production run of a dozen of these airplanes. So we're kind of taking it gradual into this new production aircraft territory. So far, it's going quite well. We've just now getting the first airplanes off the production line. We'll start making deliveries very soon on that. So and we hope for great things to result from this venture, but as is our kind of our style, we tend to do things gradually and try and do it in a secure manner rather than going all out.
So do you already have buyers for this first batch?
First batch of airplanes, yeah. When we announced the availability, we're taking orders. The first day we'd sold all 12 of them, so plus a couple extras. So, yeah, the market looks pretty good.
And how does the price compare for a factory built as compared to buying a kit?
Factory built airplane, everything being equal, I would have to do some quick math on this, but it's maybe $40,000 more than a kit, somewhere in that vicinity. The first production run of airplanes is what we call the Signature Edition, which has a full list of options that are available. So it's priced at $115,000. And again, that includes the autopilot and Skyview EFIS and full lighting, and I forget what else. But the deluxe version, as opposed to this stripped trainer model that may come out later.
And the RV-14, I think, is also here for the first time. How's the reception to that?
Well, the RV-14 reception has been quite good. I forget just how many orders we've taken so far. But this is our top-of-the-line, two-seat, side-by-side airplane, kind of a, I don't know what you'd call it, an RV-7 on steroids or something of that. But just a more spacious, more capable two-seat aircraft, primarily intended for, comfortable cross-country travel.
And is there anything else new in the works or anything we might see coming up later this year, maybe at Oshkosh?
Nothing we can talk about.
Okay, I thought that might be the answer I would get.
Well, I would not expect anything else soon, because any development project like the ones we're in, it really takes a long time to do this right. And even when we have a prototype airplane, doesn't mean that we're ready to start shipping the whole airplane. A very well-developed kit, a thoroughly engineered and documented, etc. There's just a lot of effort it takes to get ready to manufacture and market something like that. So we're still in the process of doing the final tooling and kit development on the RV-14. So our work is kind of cut out for us for the near future.
And to get back to the RV-12 just for a second, what happens next? Do you have another batch in the works?
As far as the production RV-12, right now we're just concentrating on the first dozen of them or so, which will probably run us into early fall. And by that time we'll have a better idea of just how effective and efficient the production is, and be able to make projections on further production and marketing of that. So it's kind of the reason for doing it again is rather exploratory, to learn all of this as we go, so that we're more confident of the next steps we take, rather than making wild guesses as to what we might be able to do in the more distant future.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming by.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides a clean noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity. And by XMWX Satellite Weather, onboard nationwide radar, lightning, winds, and so much more. XMWX Satellite Weather gives you full perspective on the weather on any compatible device you choose. Come see the latest at Sun and Fun booth C024 or visit xmwxweather.com.